This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. I honor you, Jesus. I give you praise, my Father. Jesus, we have come before you as we are sure that you are here with us. Your Father has given you to us. Your Father has raised you, and you are appearing to us. Appearing with the blessings, appearing with the things, appearing with your light and your life. We give you praise, Jesus. We thank you, our Father, for the economy of your spirit, the economy of your life. Thank you for what you are doing with and in us. We acknowledge your workings of your mercy. We acknowledge your working, your program, your counsel. Thank you for light that is shining out of darkness. Thank you for commanding light to shine, the light that gives the image of the glory of God, and the light that gives the glory of God that is shining in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the gift of your image and the gift of your face. Communicating the teacher, your face, the teacher of your image and your glory. I acknowledge that you have given so much spirit this day. Thank you for the abundance of your spirit. I lean upon the spirit. I lean to the spirit of life, that I will receive life. I will receive life. And you will cause me to open the door of life to many, Lord. That we all come to life. I lean also, I follow the Holy Ghost under whom angels minister. I trust that you help me and empower me to walk with your angel that's available this day to carry the things of salvation, carry the things of the hell of salvation. Thank you, Father. Honor you, Son of God. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. I think that tongue was very clear enough, telling us that he will school us. The Lord was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. So if the Lord was a schoolmaster, Galatians 3:24 says, wherefore the Lord was our schoolmaster. That means school our mouth to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified. So the Lord's about to take men to Christ. So, if the Lord was a schoolmaster, Christ is also a school. How do I say Christ was a school? You'll find that in what? Ephesians chapter 4:20. But you have not so learned Christ. It so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him. I was as the truth is in Christ. So, you can see that the law does not have the truth. The law has a form of truth. Romans chapter 2. So, a form of the schoolmaster, the law, aid people to hand it over to the real school where they ought to learn truth. Say truth. So, Romans chapter 2, verse 20. An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which have the form of knowledge and the form of the truth in the law. So, the law was a form of truth to bring men to Christ, in whom you ought to now learn. And that tongue said, you go to school us. So we're going to school us to Christ. But our schooling is not only Christ that we learn. John also said that you have not been taught of God. For you all have been taught of God. It is written in the prophet, and they shall all be taught of God. And every man therefore that hath heart hath learned of the Father. So they want to not only ought us to learn Christ. We must also learn what? So they want us to learn Christ. You start your learning from Christ. Then Christ will pass you to what? To the Father. But you can't learn Christ. You have to learn the Spirit. So no man start learning Christ, not having learned the Spirit. You must learn the Spirit. That's what Paul was talking about, book of Galatians 3. Say, this only will I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. So you learn the Spirit by hearing faith. So the counsel of God is three things. Learn the Spirit. Learn Christ. And learn the Father. That's the whole counsel of God. So the whole counsel of God is when you learn faith, you are learning the Spirit. How I learn the Spirit is to learn faith's life. And to learn faith is not to learn faith for natural thing. You can't learn the Spirit by learning faith for natural thing. You must learn faith for things in unseen. So you cannot learn the Spirit if you learn faith for natural things. So when you learn faith, you must learn the faith for things not seen. Because what they want to make you, they want to connect you into the world of unseen. For no man has seen God at any time except the only begotten Son of God. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son. So if you have not seen God at any time, and why? Because God is a spirit. And your calling is to come to God, my brothers. Your calling is to come to God, whom is a spirit. That's your calling. Many Christians have gone to heaven, but have not come to God. That you are never the same, you have come to God. And you don't need to die to come to God. John chapter 20, like I said it after resurrection. And Jesus said unto her, touch me not. For I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. Then John 13. Want to go, everybody? You don't know that the Father has given all things unto his hand. Want to go? And that he was come from God and he went to God. It's not only Jesus that came from God, you also came from him. Psalm 90. Oh Lord, that have been our dwelling place. So the counsel of God, the old counsel of God, stand on the ground that you should come back to him. That's your destiny, man. You have to come back to God. There is a song that we used to sing. Why will I go back to him empty-handed? This is where the person brought that song from. People thought that empty and dead is only to save souls, to get people born again. To go empty and say, for Jesus know him, 13, that the Father had given all things unto his hands. When they're talking about all things to his hand, they're not talking about this physical hand. All things unto his hand is 1 John chapter 1, verse 2. John chapter 1, verse 2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, and which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon, and our hand has handled of the word of life. So I said something. I said the whole counsel of God is around three things. To learn the Spirit. To learn Christ. And learn the Father. I learned the Father by learning the Son. Matthew chapter 11. The last four verses. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and are heavily laden. I will give you rest. Verse 29, I want to go. Take my yoke upon you, eh? And learn of me. Learn of me. Not learn from me. Of me. Not learn about me. Of me. Learn of what I'm made up of. Not learn about me. Learn of me. What make me up? What constitutes me? What constitutes the Son is the Father. Because he said this in that John 13 that we read. Now when Joker knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world. Say you to you know one day you depart out of this world. Yes, but when you depart out of this world, you must not depart without having all things given to your hand to hold. And your hand is not the physical hand. Your hand is the hand of your soul. Your hand must hold all things that the Father has given. So that you not leave this world empty. So he said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And when you learn of me, you will find rest for your soul. There's a rest I will give to you. There's a rest you have to find by yourself. It's true rest. Come unto me, all that labor and an heavy laden. I will give you rest. So you can't take the rest you give and start celebrating and doing jubilation. But for you to come to me, then you must move, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. So your soul has hand, your soul has leg, your soul has ear, your soul has body. And that's what they want to give rest. That's what you find rest in God. Even if you did it, this one will drop. They will bury it. But something will go to God. And what will go to God is your soul and your spirit. So your spirit must learn. And all things. So, but you cannot learn the Father without learning Christ. Because Christ is the foundation to learn the Father. And how you learn the Father through the Son. Because all that the Father had have been given to me. John chapter 16. That's why I told you that the Spirit of truth will take a man and show it to you. I'll be when the Spirit of truth is come. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive a man and shall show it to you. All things that the Father had are mine. Therefore say I, that it shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. So everything you see in the Father is in the Son. So when you want to learn the Father will tell you, learn the Son. Everything to learn about me and everything that I made up the word that became flesh is in the Son. The Son is the summation of all things. So you can see that the whole counsel of God is you learning the Spirit, learning Christ, and learning the Father. But you can only learn the Father through the Son, because when you want to learn the Father, they will cause the Son to manifest or to appear, or the Son of God to be revealed, so that you can learn the Father and can learn God. But so every Christian, you can't jump to start learning the Father and God. You have to learn, say, for my children shall be taught of the Lord. And that's saying, for your fear, Joker says so, you'll be taught of God. In that John that we read, it's written in the prophet, they all shall be taught of God. Everyone, therefore, that have heard and have learned of the Father, come unto me. Joker said, it's every man that have been taught of God and have learned of the Father, come unto me. Because if you want to learn of God and the Father is with the Son, they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that have heard him and have learned of the Father, come to me, come to me. So when the Spirit teaching of the Father, or teaching of God and the Father, the teaching of the Son of God is to bring the teaching of the Spirit, when the Holy Ghost Spirit of truth moves you, is to move you to the Father, is to move you to the Son. Nobody learn God and learn the Father without the Son as a learning textbook. The Son is the handout. The Son is the document that when God is teaching you and the Father is teaching you, the recommended textbook to study and to read is the Son. Any other textbook that you study, if you study Moses, not be like God. If you study Elijah, you will not be like God. If you study Samuel, you will not be like God. If you study Gabriel and Michael, you will never be like God. For you to have the image of God and the person, the express image of God, you need to use the recommended book. And the recommended book is the Son of God. Because the Son was taught of God. And the Son was taught of the Father by the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth is the Holy Ghost that taught Jesus. The way Holy Ghost taught Jesus, Holy Ghost cannot teach any man like that. Jesus was under all ministry of Holy Ghost. So God knows that he cannot teach anybody like that. So they decided to teach Jesus like that. Because Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren. So they had to teach him, because for a man to be hearing the Holy Ghost 24/7 and he is dead to everything around him. Things that, because it's not only Holy Ghost that speak. There are many voices in the world. So for a man to be able to hear Holy Ghost alone and him alone, they must have subjected him. So Jesus Christ was raised by the Holy Ghost. The power of the highest subjected Jesus under his parents. They subjected him to synagogue for Holy Ghost to begin to teach. Holy Ghost taught him and taught him. But we cannot receive training like that. From child, they tune him and tune his inward to hear Holy Ghost and not hear other voices, many voices that are in the world. Because they have to raise him incorruptible. They have to raise him undefiled. They have to raise him unfading away, because he must be a lamp without sin or without spot that can take away the sin of the whole world. So, Jesus went to what they call special school. Not special school of those who are disabled. Jesus went to special school of men that have capacity to learn from Holy Ghost. So, Jesus Christ went under the Holy Ghost so that he can be the spouse of all the counsel of God. He can be the library where God will store all the counsel of God. So, every man that is taught of God and have heard him, that have been taught of him, and I've heard of God, and I've learned of the Father, come to me. Look, I say, if you ever see any man that have learned anything of God, look at audacious statement. If you have ever met any man that have learned anything of the Father, they came to me. They came to me. I'm the source of all learning. When you want to learn life, You want to learn life because that is what God is. And that's what the Father is. They came to me. If anybody, you ever met any man that and when he's talking, say, this man, I've been taught of God. And that man won't say that I didn't come to Jesus to teach me. He's a liar. He came to me. I'm the one that had it. And was the one, he came to me. To be told, the Spirit of truth led him to me to come and know God from me. For no man has seen God at any time, including Adam and Eve. Except the only begotten Son, which is the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. I'm the one that declare anything that you ever heard about God. So you cannot have access to the counsel of God. It's with me. The whole counsel of God is in me. It's in me. My inward was laced and layered and stored and built up with the counsel of God. You have told the Pharisee, you have heard out of the law, thou and the law is not broken. You have heard it in the law that is said, but I say unto you that he that look and the law is not broken. Though I'm giving you something that the law does not say. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not breaking the law by that. Because he who wrote the law taught me. And what he didn't put in the law, he went extra mile to tell me very raw of it. I'm trying to exalt the ministry of the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
What the Son of God became for you. And how you can receive those things from him. It has been said unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorce. But as I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his life, saving for the cause of fornication, causing her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her is divorced, committed adultery. So you can see that I can't say the law was a witness to him. He is not a witness to the law. That's why the law is not broken. And the law cannot be broken. And it's not broken. Because the verdict of what he said is the authority behind what he said is who has taught him and whom he has heard. If he could tell the Pharisees and the Sadducees that he's written your law, he said for the Sabbath. For the Sabbath. Was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Had you say to the Son of Man that he has broken the Sabbath? The Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath. So when they made Sabbath, they didn't make Sabbath for a man like me that was taught of God. And I've heard the Father to be bound by the Sabbath. Sabbath was made for me. Because the person that made the law Sabbath raised me. And I'm superior than that ordinance of Sabbath. So you can see that Jesus was taught of God and have heard God and have been heard of his Father. And so no man that is taught of God and have heard God that have never come to the Son. So that's why I say, come unto me, your labor and every lady, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. My yoke me. If you're going to learn of me, to have yoke is me. Yoke restrains you. You will not be jumping everywhere. You won't be looking for what has not got missing. Your soul is sure that when you come to me, you are ready. Because why you can't take up your yoke? Because you are not meek and lowly. I am meek and lowly. Learn of me. Because when you learn of me, you are learning what Holy Ghost has taught me of God. Like I said this in one of the Gospels, say, I was taught of God. Jesus said, was taught of God. And it's only him that God can teach like that. For them to teach us, they have to raise a man in the flesh with a body to teach us. Joker like was taught by a spirit. He was a man that had been taught by a spirit. For 30 years, he was under schooling. They were schooling him of God and schooling him of the Father and skill him up. Everybody do upskilling. The person that was upskilled, because the tongue say, I want to school you and skill you up. So, to skill you, to have skill, it to have judgment. When you say a man has skill, then a man has judgment. Skill is equal to judgment. Look at it. John 8, 23, verse 28c. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as that my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. So he said that what he speaks is what the Father hath taught him. So Jesus was taught of the Father. And what the Father, and not only the Father, God also taught Jesus. And they skilled Jesus up. And the man, when people are talking to Jesus Christ, that was taught and became skilled. He became skilled in all the counsel of God. Joker was skilled with the things of Holy Ghost. He was skilled with the things of Christ. The surname of Jesus is not Christ. His name is Jesus. If you want to put him a surname, you say Joseph. It was written in the book of Luke. He said, when for the time he ought to be called the son of Joseph, God make a declaration for him and say, this is my beloved son. He saw it in the book of Luke. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. Be as was supposed. As if he's a normal human being, the way all of you, they grow. They're supposed to say, Jesus, the son of what? The son of Joseph. But he didn't follow that trajectory. There was an trajectory to his trajectory. When every human being is going this direction, he came into somewhere. He veered off and began to go upward. Wow. Everybody go downward. Joker, but Joker was age of 12. He came, his father was looking for him and his mother. He said, why do you seek me? Don't you know I must be after my father's business? The Bible say, his father marveled about what kind of saying, but his mother kept those things in her heart. From the age of 12, Joker knew that the way everybody goes on earth is not my own manner of life. I have a counsel of God I must commit. He knew it. As he was supposed. By the time he was 30, as he was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Eli. But in verse 22, the heaven was open over him. And Holy Ghost descended in a bodily form, like a dove, and abode with him. It has never happened before. Something like a cloud rested, and the thing stayed with him. They looked at it, couldn't find it. The thing dissolved and entered into him. Something came like a dove cloud, and rested, and he abode with him. There a voice came. This one is not the son of Joseph. Oh. This one is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Why? Because I have taught him. He has helped me. Everything that made it up is me. Yeah, it's not be Joseph. What inside of him you can't find inside Joseph. The rest of the children belong to Joseph. But this one is my own, my beloved son. In whom it is not his skin color that pleases me. It is not his Jericho head that pleases me. There are things of me on his inside. It's in whom I am well pleased. Indeed. That are my beloved son. In this, that is, on your inside, I am well pleased. What made you up on the inside, I'm pleased with it. I've never seen any being like this. For God to be pleased with him, it shows that by this time around, that he has come to God. Because it says, your destiny is to come to God. Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Enoch walked with God. So Joker has walked with God for 30 years and he got to God. Joker knowing said that he come from God and he went to God. By faith, Enoch walked with God and was no more. Enoch walked with God and was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. Translation is different from to come to God. Enoch didn't come to God, but Joker came to God. What does it mean to come to God? To come to God is that God became your resting place. God is your rest. Your soul. And time to go and rest there. That's your destiny. That the blessing of God is that you have access to the throne of God and the rest of God. That's where God rests. God rests in his love. That's where God rests. That's where God rests. And God rests in his love. The rest of God is in his love. Zephaniah. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. He will save us. He will rejoice over thee with joy. Amen. He will rest in his love. God does not rest in a house made with hand. God rests in his love. And every soul must rest in God's love. Where's the place? Where's heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Where's the house you have built for me? And where's the place of my rest? So the place of God's rest is in his love. So any man that have the love of God in him has the place of God's rest on his center. So the place of the rest of God is in his love. So it is a man that the love of God has the love of God on his inside. That the rest of God, God has prepared a place of rest inside him. So, and it's not easy to have the love of God inside of you. You can't have the love of God until you have learned. You must have learned the spirit. And to learn the spirit is to learn the faith. Not the faith for the world, things seen, but faith for things not seen. Because there's a faith for things seen. And you can receive that faith from the teaching of the word of God. And what I will make available to your heart is faith for things seen. So, and there are many wonderful fathers that God have given them power to preach the scripture to provide faith for things seen. And it's not a sin. But such a faith is short-lived and is limited. When the faith that's in you is faith that is for things that are seen. Because you're supposed to journey the counsel of God. And the counsel of God is bigger than things seen. So when what I have in me is solely for faith for the things that are seen, I will limit myself and place a limitation on how much I will prosper in the counsel of God. Because the counsel of God is for you to learn the spirit. And you cannot learn the spirit without learning the faith for things not seen. So to learn the spirit is to learn the faith for things not seen. And when you are learning faith for things not seen, what does faith for things not seen want to give you? Faith for things not seen want to give you hope that is not seen. It is in the faith for things not seen that you find hope for things not seen. Because Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, if in this world alone we have hope, because in this world there's nothing new, everything has been seen. For if in this world alone we have hope, we are most men, most miserable. And Romans chapter 8 said, why we do ye hope for the things that are seen? Why do you hope for things that are seen? Why do you want to hope for it? Romans 8, 24. For we are saved by hope, but that hope is seen not. That the hope that we are saving up is the hope that is not, is seen not. Every other hope has been seen. Hope to become a billionaire, I've been seen on the earth. Hope to become a tech giant, I've been seen. Hope to go to heaven, I've been seen. You want to go to heaven as a hope. Many people have gone to heaven and come back. Both in our days and this day of scripture. They have gone to heaven. You have rest of people that went to heaven, they have come back. So the hope is not to go to heaven. Because if you are going to heaven, many people have gone to heaven and they are there. And many have gone to heaven and come back. So to go to heaven, I've been seen. So the hope of the gospel. So, but some people, their faith is for things seen. They have faith to go to heaven and it's good. When they die, they will go to heaven. But that's the hope that is seen. But there's something higher than going to heaven. And that is higher than heaven is the hope that is couched in the old counsel of God. That you can go to heaven. Eh? And don't rest in God. Because no man has seen God at any time. So I can go to heaven, but I've not come to God. Just like I said, go and tell my brethren, I go to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. I'm not going to heaven. But when he was going to the Father, he passed through heaven. Hebrews chapter 7. So when he was going to God, he passed through heavens. But he didn't stop there. Because what he was looking for was not heaven. What he was looking for was God. Hebrews 7, 25, 26. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God. Where is he going to? Come unto God. Say, come unto God. They that come unto God, eh? By him. Not 20, is by him. Why? See, you want to go? See, he ever liveth to make intersection for them. Want to go? For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefined, separate from sinner, eh? Make higher than the heavens. So when he was coming unto God, he passed through heaven. He also said this in another place. He said, he passed through heavens. Hebrews 6. Our conversation is from heaven where we look for Jesus. Where comes? Philippians chapter 3. For our conversation is in heaven from where else we look for the Savior, the Lord. Okay, which I change our via body that he might be fashioned like unto his glorious body. According to the working in whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Hebrews chapter 4. Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into heaven, Jesus Christ, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest that can be taught between our infirmity, but we have appointed even as well. So Jesus coming unto God, but he passed through heaven to get to God and to get to his Father. So I was saying that one thing you must know about the whole counsel of God is that it is not for things that are seen. Because things that are seen are temporal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Everything that is seen are temporal, including angel. Because you have seen angel and you can see angel. They are temporal. The only person that has not been seen is God. No one has seen God at any time. No one has seen the Father at any time. The only begotten Son came to declare him. So that's why he said that you know that your hope is in God. That your hope may be in God. That's how Paul put it. That their hope may be in God. So why is the hope in God? The hope is in God because no man has seen him before. Why do you have hope for that which is seen? Romans said, you must not hope for that which is seen. 1 Peter 1:20. Who verily was for them before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you. Who by him do believe in God? Say, believe in God. Believe in God. That raised him up from the dead and gave him glory. Then the next verse, everybody wants to go. That your faith and hope might be in God. Why is your hope in God? Because it's only God that has not been seen before. So what they want you to hope for are for things that are not seen. And these things that they are telling you to hope for that are not seen is God taught Jesus. These things that are not seen, Jochai's heard, he heard of the Father. He learned those things of the Father. Jochai was taught of God, these things that are not seen, and he inherited them. And these things that are not seen, he learned them of the Father, and he have them on his inside. So if you ever I saw anybody that is taught of God, that have thought of God, and every man that have learned of the Father, they came to him. Because he is the first being that saw God. No man has seen God. Because the realm are not the realm of being. Because what it takes to be able to access God, who is a spirit, and to access the Father of spirit and light, it has to do with a man that has capacity to learn spirit and learn well. So it's for those who learn spirit and learn it very well. And I told you, I said, it was only Jesus that Holy Ghost can teach directly. No man, one Holy Ghost, two prophets, when he led them after a while, they break under the elasticity of train of Holy Ghost. Because when Holy Ghost train you, Holy Ghost stretch like elastic. So they crack. You know, a few extend an elasticity after a while, he can't go anymore. Yeah. They enter. So when Holy Ghost wants to stretch, Holy Ghost try to stretch the soul of man to prepare men to learn God. God is infinite. God is unlimited. To even take, can I stretch where you can take of God and take of the Father? Man, when they break. So only go take me and just drop. It was only Jesus. So they could be taught of God and heard of the Father. So it was only Jesus that the whole counsel of God was finished on his inside. That's why if you learn any other man, you are going to get stuck because none of them could take all the counsel of God. And why? Because they could not be raised. So Holy Ghost taught Jesus and downloaded place of rest in him. He downloaded document of rest in the Son. He downloaded the love of God in the Son. Because where God rests, God can only rest in his love. It's in the love of God that God rests. To be able to make him out the love of God is not easy. You must be ready to be stretched by the Holy Ghost and trained by the Holy Ghost. So, and the beginning of Holy Ghost training you is to train you for things unseen. Holy Ghost can train you for things seen. You know? Holy Ghost does it. He has trained many people. Powerful men, all the prophets of old, Holy Ghost trained them. But Holy Ghost does not train them for things not seen. Because you find that in the book of 1 Peter, that will say, those prophets, you say, they sat diligently and they inquire in 1 Peter. When he says, but you that are believing God, is to make you to have faith and hope in God. But the prophet, 1 Peter, of whose salvation, the prophet have inquired and sat diligently. Who prophesy of the grace that shall come to unto you. And you know when Joker, for the law came through Moses, but grace come to the Lord Joker. But the prophet about the grace that shall come. The grace that shall come, who brought it? Jesus. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth through our Lord Joker. That grace that was prophesied by prophet, Joker brought it. They sat diligently. Who prophesied the grace that will come to you? Searching what? Or what manner of time? The spirits. The spirits, because it's not about power, it's not by might, it's not the result of the strong or to the swift, it's by the spirits. The spirits walk on the prophets after like they got to their own end of their necessity. But the spirits of Christ. So the prophet had a foretaste of the spirit of Christ. How did they access to the Spirit of Christ? Is through the training of Holy Ghost. You will find out there. Searching what man of God, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, this signify when he testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. 12:13. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto all they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that preach the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven with things the angel desire to look at. So both the prophet and the angel want to have access to these unseen things. And it is on these things that your faith and your hope should be. So if your faith and your hope is in the things that are seen, they mean they are temporal. For the things that are seen are temporal. But the things that are not seen are eternal. So you can see the counsel of God is the eternal counsel. You know, I said, it's a counsel of is faithfulness and truth. So the counsel of God is an eternal counsel. When you study the book of Ephesians chapter 1, so he called eternal counsel, or the old counsel of God, he called it eternal purpose of God. That's why Paul render it. He called it eternal purpose of God. From Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God, and Father, Lord your Christ, who are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love. This is one of the counsel of God. That you should be holy without blemish before him in love. How are you going to become this? It's a layer in the counsel of God. This is just part of the, when you write article of the counsel of God, this is a statement out of that counsel of God. You cannot attain to this thing until you learn the Son of God. Having predestinated us into the adoption of children by him, by Jesus Christ, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, when he had made us accepted in the beloved. Can you see another article in the counsel of God? They are just showing the layers, each article in the counsel. They are itemizing what constitutes the counsel of God. That is one of your rights, that you should be accepted into the beloved. That it should not be only Jesus Christ that said, this is my beloved son, in one way, please. You too should be admitted into the association of the beloved. It should not be only Jesus Christ that God said to my beloved son, in thee and where, please. You also, you should have things in you that God is pleased with.
Yes, sir.
That statement should not end with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
It should also be, when they are counting those people that God say, in thee and please, also be part of that. To the praise of the glory, whereby we have been made to accept in the beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. That forgiveness of sins, not Lord, forgive me, forgive me. That forgiveness of sins, the remission of sin. Where they take your sin away, the blood that they cast out from you. These are part of the article in the counsel of God. That you come to a time where you become sinless. All your sins have been forgiven you. All your sins. Sin there is not what you commit. Sins there, your nature. According to his grace of his glory, when he has abandoned us in all wisdom and prudency, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure. Whenever you get good pleasure, his good pleasure means his counsel. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself. Oh, look at it. Can you see when he proposed it?
In himself.
When did he propose this?
In himself.
When did he propose it?
In himself.
In himself. It's a counsel that he took in himself. We are not there. He proposed it in himself and he did it with his good pleasure. When he was doing it, he was not coerced. Say that, Josh.
When he made that conclusion
about me in himself,
he
was not coerced. He did it out of his good pleasure. What is good pleasure? Pleasure means he was happy and full of joy to do to make that decision about you. It was his counsel. It was what he proposed about you. That you are going to experience all forgiveness of all your sins. That you are going to be received into the beloved. And you make provision for that into your life. Because those things he abandoned towards us in all riches of his grace. He make available grace. He's making available grace to make what he proposed in himself realize in your life. According to his good pleasure, which he proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness, he might gather together in one. That means he proposed that in that eternal counsel, he proposed that I will gather everything. I will walk upon everybody. Then I will gather everybody together in just one person. They are not going to be, they are not going to have their individualistic stand. One of the things he proposed in himself, one of the counsel of God, is that you are not going to make you say, and I say, I am Caleb Christ. No. He will gather everything in one Christ. No one man can fully express all the faculty of God.
Yes,
that when he takes God to multiply himself, he will say, wow, I have this thing in me. So that God chose that by the time he finished that work in every man. But every man, we have one thing. We gather everything together inside one. That the delay of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. both which are in heaven. All the brethren that have gone to heaven. And those who are on earth, even in him. That if we gather everybody into Christ, they will take Christ into him. Because Galatians said, we are heir of God. And we are joint heir with Christ. So he's heir of God, but joint heir with Christ. And Christ is the inheritance of God. So when we are joint heir with Christ, God will inherit Christ. So when he inherits Christ, he has inherited both Christ and everyone that are heir with him. That is part of God's whole counsel. This thing that I just taught, this thing I just said now, you'll also find it also in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. After, if in this world alone we have hope, we are most men miserable. But now is Christ raised from the dead and became first fruit of them that slept. By one man came death, by another came the condition of Christ. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, then after that Christ at his coming. There's where he said that everything will be gathered in Christ, and Christ shall hand over the kingdom to the Father. Oh, and Christ himself will be subject to the Father, and God shall be all in all. So you will make everything gather to Christ. Then Christ, with all things that are gathered into him, will come and submit everything to God the Father. And himself will come under the Father. And Father will be all over everything. These are all agenda of the whole counsel of God. Because why? Everything came out for him. And everything was returned back to him. They said in the book of Psalms, they said river came from somewhere and they must return back to where they came from. Oh Lord, that had been our dwelling place before the mountain we had brought forth, before the east. And that said, that turned man to destroy and said, return back, son of man. We need to return back to our dwelling place. Man was a product of the love of God. Where your soul came from. When God created your soul and your spirit, it came from the rest called the love of God. And they allow your parents to give what came from the love of God, your soul. They allow your parents to give body to the love of God. Ecclesiastes said that God has put eternity in the heart of man. So that soul, they say, God, you are coming out from the love of God. The castle of God is inched on the love of God. Love of God, love of God. That's why anybody that will fulfill the castle of God, God's good pleasure, must be assured of the love of God. You don't have it yet, but you must be sure you must have to come into a place of understanding it and pursue it until your soul attains into it. Because that was where you found from. You found out of the love of God. God could have chose to make me a stone. And I will never question it. I will not even have an idea to sit God and say, why God will make me? Because I will not even know that many stones on the seat don't know that there's a human being. None of those stones know that there are animals. Many animals don't know what is a human being. They are locked in their own world. And they are enjoying it. They are in their own ecosystem. They are enjoying it. That's all they know. Whenever they see man, the ones that are white, they attack you. They see you as a threat. They do not think that you are not superior to them. To them, they feel as superior because they are locked up in the world of ignorance. That they are more higher than you. What are you doing here? So if God has make me something lesser than man, I can't think of it. But out of God's love, when God released that light, because soul is light, that is why you can put off your light. And that light can be lighted up. That will lighten my candlestick. And that will enlighten my darkness. So my soul is a light. It can be put on, it can be put off. So when that light came out, it came out of the love of God. I'm trying to tell you that the old counsel of God is born out of love of God. Exactly. Among human beings. And that's why your destiny is back to God, where you came from. For they that must come to God by faith, in not God with God, and was no more. I said, the old counsel of God is to bring you back to God. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not fine because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, what? That he pleased God. But without faith. Say without faith. So they showed us how you start from is with faith. For without faith, it's about to please God. Why is faith for? For they that must come to God. Jesus knowing that he came from God and he went to God. And what they are provided as the counsel that will take you back to God is what we call the whole counsel of God. That everything originated from God. Or God originated everything. And God must serve everything back. Look at me. You see, what is lake of fire? Simple. Lake of fire is that what came out of God that refused to return back. That's lake of fire. That's simple lake of fire. What came out of God, but refused that it was not going to return back. God said, okay, since it's not going to return back, let me put where I can incriminate you. That's lake of fire. Lake of fire is a rebellion against returning back to your fans. Look. Oh, that. Look to Abraham, your father, and look to Sarah that begat you. Look unto the rock. Say, look unto the rock.
Look unto the rock.
Where you are hewn out from. They hew you from somewhere. Say, I was hewn. What was it to hew? They cut you out. That's hewn. To hew me, you cut out. You hew it. You cut out. So when what they cut out, say, I'm not going back to where they cut me from.
No, I'm going back to where they cut me from.
But you must go back to where they cut you from. So, what we take a man back to where they was in for is what they call the counsel of God. If you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, if you walk in the way of the sinner, if you stand and sit in the state of the scornful, you will not stand in the congregation of the just one or the congregation of the godly. And God standeth amidst them to take them back, to receive them back. Because when he come in the congregation of the godly, he come to deliver judgment to them. What they will do to come back to him where they were hewn, where they were cut off from. Abraham was cut off from somewhere. Sarah cut off from somewhere. And they return back. The Bible says, man, that he said they left their countries. They left their people. And they left their city. Saying they are looking for another. And what they are looking for is not what man built. They are looking for what God built. And God does not build on it. God built something in himself. God build a place of rest in his love. You can exist outside God. You can exist outside the Father. When a man passed every sojourn, because he did not pay attention to the counsel of God to the fullness, learning the Spirit, learning Christ, and learning the Father, you will not be able to find yourself back to your habitation or your dwelling place. Oh Lord, that have been our dwelling place in all ages and in all generations. Before the mountain we are brought forth, before the hill we are made, thou art God. Then, verse 3, you want to go? Thou stoneth man to destruction and said, return, ye children of men. So where are these returning? They are returning to their habitation. They are returning to their dwelling place. And where is that dwelling place? Lord, that has been that dwelling place. So what can take man back to the dwelling place is what they design as a counsel of God. So the counsel of God is to take us back to our dwelling place. And God does not dwell with the house, not with ants. Heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstep, but where's the house we are placed for? And where's the place of my rest? For God does not do anything. For all these things are my hand made. And all these things have been since the war. But look at it. But unto this man will I look. This man will I look. So the counsel of God start by learning the Spirit. And learning the Spirit is learning faith for the unseen. Because where you are going to is unseen. God who is not seen. You're about to enter into him, your resting place. Lord, you are my resting place. My resting place. You are my resting. My every. You are my resting. You are my resting. You are my resting. Destination. My resting. So he is your resting place. It's your covering. It's your home. It's your dwelling. It's your journey. It's your journey. The way he walked, walk in his footstep. You will end where he ended. After Jacob had done all the miracle, he had healed all the sick. He had died and resurrected. He was still mindful of home. Say, Joker did ministry. For 3 years and a half. He said, and did miracles. And died. For our sin. And resurrected. With eternal life. And was eating fish after resurrection. And eating bread. Say, but he was still very mindful. Where he came from. I wanted to return back. Many souls came from God and they are now in air. Never able to return. They could not return. Many millions. They came from their dwelling place, but they could not return. Because they were mindful of what is here. They were mindful of things seen. They could not deny things that are seen. To learn the spirits, which is to learn faith for things not seen. Because I say, it's in the faith of things not seen that you find hope that is not seen. Because faith is the substance thing. Hope for. Say hope for. And what? The evidence of things not seen. You know the seer. Huh? So you will need the spirits. The spirit must cool you and skill you. For he that uses meek is a babe. For you that use that meek, for the time you ought to be teacher, you have need that won't teach you again. Would be the first principle of the oracles of God. And I become as such as have need of meek and not strong meek. For everyone that uses meek is unskillful. So I can be an unskillful Christian. I have Holy Ghost out of me, speaking in tongues, but I'm unskillful. What makes me to be unskillful? Because I'm not being trained to fellowship, to interact. To use faith for things not seen. All what I know how to use faith for is for things that are seen. Which is not bad. I can start with it. But I must not be contented. I must feel restlessness in me. Say, God, is this all what you can offer me? God, is this all you can offer me? God, is this all you can offer me? Do you make me owe me? And what you can offer me is what you see. The best of it is that I go to heaven. Angels are there already. And they want it. They want to get out of that place. I want to go to where angels want to run away from. Because we say angel What prophets seek and desire to look at, angels also desire to consider it. Is that all you're going to give to me? Something to me should set restlessness within my soul. And she said, no, God, I don't just want things that are sin. Marriage is good, but I don't just want to settle with marriage. Children are good, I don't want only children. Cars are good, I don't want only car. Money are good, I don't want only money. I want more. What? I want more of you. You. I want you. I want more of you. It's you I want. Every other thing will pass away. Every other thing will fade away. For you alone remain. Hebrew 1. You alone remain. You alone. You alone remain. That alone remaineth. That alone, that does not change. And thy year will not fail. Every other thing will fail. Every time will change. Every other thing will pass away. But three things about God. He cannot change. Does not fail. And he remain. That is what I want. Eternity is calling. Eternity is not a place. Eternity is beyond a place. Eternity is a person. It's a person. And that person can find his place in you. And you can find your rest in that person. And that's the lesson of the counsel of God. That you came from somewhere. Please don't forget, you came from somewhere. Eternal counsel of God means you came from somewhere. And you should return back where you came from. Your soul and your spirit, you should come to the place of rest. For you to rest in his love. Look, I told the Pharisee, he said, you are thee that seek honor of men. You seek honor of men. What you are looking for is things that men can offer. He said, but me, I seek the honor of God. He said, and why you seek the honor of men? Because you don't have the love of God on you in your inside. I receive no honor from men, but I know that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him shall you receive. So your guys knew that there are things that can give you honor among men. But your guys said, I don't want it. I only want the honor of God. And when you get the honor of God, when God honors a man, no, we used to sing a song. And we that we sang it, we don't even know. We only sing those things. I never know. You will honor me this way. When they sing, it's because your first daughter, your first son marry, and you came to do Thanksgiving service. That's the honor of men. But thank God, though. You honor me. They thought that this child will not finish school. When your child finishes university and you are taking picture, Galatians, you are going to church, carry your son to church. I never know. He go honor me this way. I could not know. He will honor me this way. Jesus is my Father. He shall honor me this way. Honor me this way. Honor me this way. But that's the honor of men. When you are singing, you are not singing of honor of returning back to God. That's a honor to come out from God and to return back. When a soul is finding honor of God, a soul is preoccupied with honor. You seek for it. Romans chapter 2. When you seek the honor of God, you end eternal life. But when you seek the honor of men, you won't end eternal life immortality. Romans chapter 2. Give me from verse 5. But after the hardness and impenitent heart, treasure up unto themselves wrath against the day of wrath and the vision of the righteous judgment of God. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? But to them who by patience continually in well doing seek for glory, honor, and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, wrath, tribulation, anguish upon every soul of man. So all these things upon the soul of man that doeth evil on the Jew first and also upon the Gentile. 10. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good to the Jew first and also the Gentile. For there's no respect of person with God. God only respects a person that honors him. And how God honors that way, what are you looking for? How can you navigate the counsel of God and use the counsel of God to arrive back to God? And the beauty of it, when you came out from your dwelling place from God, when you came from God, you didn't come with everything of God. The joy of the Lord is that you came as a soul that is still alive. But when you are going to return back to your place of rest, you are going to be returning with full image. The way you came out is not how you are going to return back. And there's nothing that made God glad. That when he came to God, God saw that you have used your 120 earthly life sojourn to inherit things and become rich. That when you are coming back, you came back with riches back to him. That you came back with inheritance. Where everybody came on the earth and they got carried away the glory of this world. But you denied them. Rather, you suffer. He said, those who do patient and continue and seek for honor, glory, immortality, eternal life. But some people, when they came here, they were seeking for other things. They suffer things that are sin. All these that they mention here, they are things that are not sin. Some people flew for it and they inherited it and they came back to God. They came back to the Father. God said, you have fulfilled the old cancer. You have fulfilled all my own cancer. Ah! You will sit with me where I'm sat. You will rest where I rest. There's where I rest. You are going to rest here. Ah! You came back with these things. You are going to find a rest. When you do the old counsel of God, we find rest. The rest of God is in the counsel of God. When a man is doing the counsel of God, he's going to end in his rest. You will find rest for your soul. That you are going to find where God rests. Book of Solomon. The Shunammite woman asked the beloved, say, where do you rest your sheep in the heat? From the heat. He asked, he said, show me the full step of the shepherd. So that where you rest your sheep, tell me. Oh, that whom I so loveth. This is a Shunammite woman asking the beloved, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. What is noon? When sun begins to shine and scorch. For why should I be as one that turning aside by the flock of thy companions? If thou know not, oh, thou fed among women. That's the beloved was telling you. Oh, thou fed among women. Go thou way forth by the footsteps of the flock and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tent. So you can see that you have to feed your soul to find where he make his flocks to rest. At noon. Noon is 12 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun is shining. He said, who my soul? It's the soul that's looking for rest. He said, but you can't find that rest. He didn't tell him where the rest is. He said, if you're going to find rest, find where the flock, the footsteps of the find the footstep of the flocks. Then you are going to arrive at the shepherd's tent. So you have to go through the steps of the flock to arrive at the shepherd's tent. So there is a footsteps. Antiochus left on an example that we should follow in his footsteps. Galatians. For everyone unto us where you call, because Christ also suffered us and living on an example that you should follow in his footsteps. So there's a footstep of the flocks. There's a footstep of the shepherd to arrive at what the shepherd stands, where there's rest. That's the rest that he gives. But there's a place you need to find. You shall find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed this morning? Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.